Mr. Epping, a texter sent in a picture of something without any message attached to it. What did the texter...
Here, question for Mike at Center Guard Plumbing. I have a Sloan toilet. It's at least 30 years old. As you can see, it's leaking. Repairable or needs replacing? Do you even know that
what
toilet?
That is?
Yeah.
It's a Sloan pressure tank for a residential toilet. So, yes, it can be repaired, but I would highly ask you not to do that.
Why?
Just replace the toilet. Well, the problem is we can replace that part and it'll be fine, but that toilet is 30 years old and the trap in the toilet is probably at least half closed from lime and calcium.
Okay.
So that's going to restrict the flush, and even if you have a power flush toilet, I wouldn't put the money into repairing it. I would just replace it for sure.
How much would it be to replace that?
That part right there, if we can even still get it, being 30 years old, they probably have a new model to replace it. But that's probably going to run $200 just for the part plus labor.
So how much is it to replace a toilet?
Yeah, if you want to go to a pressure assist toilet, you know, that toilet's probably going to cost $450, $500 plus labor. But for me, it's a no-brainer. I would not replace that.
Do you, unless they have sentimental values.
Correct.
Maybe they're emotionally attached to their commode.
Yeah, but I mean, I live in Wisconsin, so I mean, they make really nice lawn decor.
Well, I've seen it.
I see people that plant flowers in them. Yeah. I mean, they really look nice on a front porch with some
Halloween decoration. You put like a mummy on it on the John
Easter bunny popping Easter out. Bunny. I mean, it's cool. So, I mean, if you know, we tell the people we'll put the toilets we take out. We can either haul them away and charge them to throw it in the dumpster, or we can leave it out by the curb and the garbage will take it.
Uh-huh.
But there's a secondary market for old toilets.
I've seen
lawn decor in Wisconsin.
That's just a hot tip.
I don't think my neighbors would be happy if I did.
No, you're not in Wisconsin.
No, I understand.
Up at Bannockburn, you kidding? Those hidey-toity up there?
I mean, I'm thinking David for Christmas.
Absolutely.
I mean, a nice arrangement, a floral arrangement. Yeah. I mean,
well, it'll be Hanukkah, but it'll be blue and white flowers. It'll be fantastic.
Is there any concern with replacing it, like as far as flooring or as part, like any type of domino effect, if you will, by replacing that toilet that they would not want to do that?
I mean, if it's 30 years old, odds are it probably hasn't been pulled in 30 years, so they probably haven't had any flooring done.
Okay.
So the flange height is probably original.
Yep.
So yeah, you could, you know, if they've had the floor redone, you could have a flange issue.
Or but the outline
generally
of
speaking,
the old toilet. Meaning, I don't know that toilet.
No,
if
and
it's
that's
a big...
that's the whole thing.
Okay.
And you know it from what you do for a living.
Yep.
That if you get a bad, you know, ceramic flooring, you know, tile company, or a bad wood floor guy, or laminates, they'll just cut around. They won't pull the toilet. And
bad move.
And that's
the
just
worst.
A horrible situation.
Yeah, it's just the worst. And then they'll caulk it.
Yes.
So then you'll never know if there's a leak.
Yep.
You'll never know anything. Yeah.
Yep. And it'll just destroy everything.
Yes.
But I would replace that.
And typically those toilets are cast iron, and you've got a scrapper rolling around the...
The toilets are cast iron?
No, the toilets aren't cast iron.
Aren't those toilets?
No, the porcelain.
You ever sat on one day?
Are you jail style?
That's what he's
doing. I mean, where have you been?
Plumbing
Come on, Hochberg.
I thought it was.
Like, I hated like embarrassing you on the air. I mean, you've never said anything wrong in the past. But
I feel like
but
I'm at home and I'm sitting around the dining room table with
just
my kids.
Sad.
Yeah. Now the flange could be cast iron, but the toilet itself, no.
Yeah.
Stove cast is what we called in the scrap industry. We would take it, break it up, and send it back to foundries.
That was the plumbing.
Toilet?
Yes, the toilets and the tubs.
Ain't
never heard of that.
I'm just okay. Listen,
the cast iron tubs, I could see
that's real.
But the toilets, you know, no
sink cast iron.
I'm just telling
they're porcelain.
All of you professionals,
you know what? We're gonna get to that. We're gonna ask ChatGPT about this one.
A retired scrap iron, a metal trader. That I'm just telling you, we used to take that, put it under a 10-pound ball, and Stephen A. Leahy is ChatGPT in it right now.
Well, like Mike said, that you probably were getting, because you were on the south side, you were probably getting from Cook County Jail.
Oh, here
and
we
those
go.
Probably
are.
Metal.
All right, let's go into the water heater special real quick, but we got a break here coming up, and I want to get out.
All right, how much time do I got?
You've got about a minute and a half before the break.
All right.
And we'll come back and plug it the entire
time. This is, this year, obviously, we've ran a very, very aggressive atmospheric vent or standard water heater program. It was very successful. I want to thank everyone that took advantage of that and saved themselves a lot of money. So what I was thinking about doing is I didn't want to run anything that we had ran previously. So I'm going to offer something to the people that couldn't take advantage of the sale that we had a few months ago. So this is going to be power vents, okay. And David asked a good question earlier.
Thank you.
What is a power vent water heater? So if you look at your water heater and it's plugged in and it has a blower fan on top of it and then it's ran in white PVC versus having, you know, galvanized steel venting, if it's plugged in, it's a power vent water heater.
Okay.
So what this special is for people that have those. Now, it's probably only 30% of the customers out there, but I thought if we were going to offer that to, you know, the other people, I should, you know, these people should have an opportunity to save some money too. So this is an incredible pricing. What we're going to do is on a 40-gallon power vent, a standard installation, we're going to supply and install that for $17.95.
Okay.
$18.95 for a 50-gallon for a standard installation, and that's saving you hundreds of dollars. Most of our competition on a 40-gallon power vent's over $2,500.
I've seen 4K.
Yeah, you will. It depends on who you call.
Yeah.
But this is exceptional pricing on a power vent water heater.
Phone number.
We're going to run that through the end of January.
Phone number.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Your guy Kevin next to you almost fell off his chair. He's like, you're giving the shop away, for God's sake.
Here we go.
Yeah, there goes your Hanukkah bonus, buddy. All right, your phone number one more time.
847-406-8883.